Welcome to the VFB podcast. We had a great regular season. It comes to an end this week. Week 14, completely done. And with that, the regular season, the best season record goes to moi, Jason, in the Brooklyn Nine, 11-3 record. Pretty proud of that. Feels like season one back in the day. And I'm ready for the playoffs. Most points medal, week 14, goes to Joe and Tracy. Almost got a sneeze there. 156 points. This is their second most points back-to-back. They had one in week 13 as well. Least points, no surprise here. Spicy Space Tubes at 30 points. Dynamic Duo again. Brooklyn Nine. I'm getting up there with those medals. Another medal goes to me in addition to the best season record. So now we're getting into the season-long medals as well. We got four more season medals to give out, but those will be given out in week 17. Rhythm section. This little lady's got her fourth rhythm section, and is the most number of rhythm sections to go to one team. It is Cassidy and the Floopy Doobies. Congratulations, Cass, at 38 points. That is also a VFP 5 rhythm section record at 38 points. Congrats, Cass. So as far as the standings go, Brooklyn Nine, like I said, up there at first place. I retained first place after I took it over from Doom last week. Legion of Doom climbs up there in second place. The Redskins in third. Glinda's Trash Pandas ended up in fourth place. Michigan Flooby Doobies, Cassidy, was up there in fifth place, so they're playing each other. Colorado Fire Dogs was pretty much in the playoffs as of last week, but solidified that this week. UMad Brew as well, down there in seventh place, sliding between those brothers. And the toss-up, the coin toss, we were all waiting for, was would it be the original Brooklyn Nine, or would it be the Alamias Correct Bandits? Or would it be the San Antonio Marksmen? I gave Mark about a 50% chance. If he won his game, he'd get in. I gave Alyssa about a 40% chance. And I gave the original Brooklyn Nine about a 25% chance after their stunning defeat of the Legion of Doom. And with all that netted out, said and done, San Antonio Marksmen takes that eighth place playoff spot. Congratulations, Mark. So there's your playoffs teams. The Redskins did play the Legion of Doom, and here we go. It was a matchup of the big boys, Dad and Raj. Yes, sir. James Conner was left to play going into Monday night. He had about 12 projected points. And the Legion, he had him up against the ropes. And you know, and Roger was just like smiling down at him and telling him, "Oh, I don't care about Brady's 30 points he got on Sunday," you know, that kind of stuff. And he was about to punch the biggity bang out of Dad's doomy little face. And then Dad said, "Oh, yeah? Hey, Raj, you know, like look at me down here in the corner. What about James Conner?" And Raj said, "Oh, what? He's only projected for 12 points, and that's not nearly enough to beat me by the end of Monday night." And then Dad said, "Oh, yeah? How about a James hits him with the left, and a Conner hits him with the right, and a bingity bangity bongity." 34 points later, the Redskins are flailing around, not knowing what happened, sitting there wondering how they blew their chances at beating the Liege. 129 to 112, what can I say for Legion of Doom? And Roger finishes the regular season in third place. All right, Brooklyn Nine versus the original Brooklyn Nine. Jason versus Jamie. So, original Brooklyn Nine had a nasty couple of wide receivers. Chris Godwin. And I'm an island boy. I'm just an island boy. Robbie Anderson, island boy. Look at his picture. He looks like the island boy. All headed up by QB Matt Stafford. He led him up there and had BK9 up against the ropes Monday night. Fortunately, BK9 had Cooper Kupp to play going into Monday night against three unplayed players on Jamie's side. And I'll tell you something. I upgraded to the C Cup Monday night, which put Jamie down there with the B Cup. B Team Cup, that is. Mr. Josh Allen on my side, my baby boy. He's got a baby face and a baby laugh. Puts up his usual 30 points as well or so. So that resulted in a good old 107-95 for the BK9, baby. Marksman did need to win his game to get into those playoffs. As I mentioned, he was playing the puppy collector, who's a long-time dude abider, but they've been not abiding these last few weeks, so we weren't sure. Marksman hangs on to that playoff spot with just a 100-point win against those puppy collectors, and the puppies were up and on the up and up for the first half of the week, so it was quite scary. Ass Cracks were trying their best. They needed not only to win their game, which they did, but they also needed a bunch of others to lose, which didn't happen. So it is what it is, Alyssa. You know, you had actually a great season. The Ass did super well week 14 as well, with a little too late. How does one design an Ass Cracks mug? And where does the ass go? Playoffs are next week. We got first game of round one, San Antonio Marksman versus the Brooklyn Nine. Mark, I'm coming after you. This is pure elimination. I'm an 11-3 team. You're an 8-6 team. You barely slid into those playoffs. You'd be riding the fence, but you do got a nice Josh Allen on my side looking at you, and Alvin Kamara is looking right back at him, ready to be the running back of the century for you. So I'm wishing you luck. May the best team win, and I'm hoping I can print one of our names on the mug. Next, you got the Michigan Flooby Doobies against the Glenda's Trash Pandas in the elimination round. Both 9-5 records. That'll be an interesting one. They'll go on to play the winner of San Antonio Marksman and the Brooklyn Nine. And in the other half of the playoffs bracket, you got those powerhouse Fire Dogs that have been just shooting it out of the water this last week. Carlin Redskins are going to have to beat their own son and his wife in order to advance in the playoffs. And could Roger get his third back-to-back VFB championship mug? That'll be the big question I'm going to follow throughout these playoffs. And wish you guys both the best of luck. Last game of the playoffs coming up this week is Legion of Doom versus UMadBro. Will UMadBro continue to abide and just let Legion of Doom slide on through the playoffs to meet either Joe or Roger? Well, she probably will. Now you got the B-team bracket down here. Team Bagel, who's still not looking at their roster, is playing the Alamo Ass Crack Bandits. This could be a toss-up. Team Bagel can be lethal when it comes to their superstars on their team, which, you know, even if they're abiding, sometimes they can surprising. Alamo Ass Crack Bandits will probably slide through until the next bracket. Rex and Janine will face off against Jamie, both 7-7 records. Pam's Peaceful People will face off against the Puppy Collector. And those are the three games of the B-team bracket that are still mug eligible. Playoffs are an exciting time, and I'm ready to...